Speaking to VOA from the Gulf state of Qatar, Islamic Courts Union Foreign Affairs Secretary Ibrahim Hassan Addo says the chairman of the Somali Reconciliation Committee, Ali Mahdi, extended the invitation to him by telephone last week.
Ali Mahdi called me a few days ago. The only problem is there has not been any discussion between ICU and those who are saying they are in charge of the reconciliation. There hasn't been any contact at all.
Inviting Addo to the long-delayed reconciliation conference is a striking turnaround for government leaders who had insisted the talks would be strictly clan-based and rejected holding talks with any political entities, especially the Islamic Courts Union. Many Somalis in the capital, Mogadishu, believe interim leaders would not have made such a conciliatory gesture without intense pressure from the government's biggest financial backer, the United States. 6 months ago, neighboring Ethiopia, with U.S. support, helped Somalia's secular transitional government take power in Mogadishu from the Islamic Courts Union. The Islamic Courts enjoyed popular support, but in the view of the West, was becoming increasingly radicalized. To boost popular support for the weak transitional government and to end a violent insurgency in the capital, the United States and other Western nations urged Somalia's new leaders to quickly organize a broad-based reconciliation conference, which included all Somalis willing to rebuild the war-devastated country peacefully. The interim government had first intended to hold a peace conference in April, but insecurity in Mogadishu forced a delay. The talks have been delayed two more times and are now scheduled for mid-July. But Addo says there can be no reconciliation process without the immediate withdrawal of thousands of Ethiopian troops who are still in Somalia protecting the interim government.
Well, ICU is ready to go to any negotiation table anywhere. The only problem is now Somalia is under occupation and TFG is not ruling Somalia. Ethiopia is the one that is running the show. And all those who are opposing the Ethiopian occupation cannot express their views politically. Somalia is not a free country right now, so it's amazing that some people are saying there will be reconciliation in Mogadishu. They cannot attend any conference there.
The Islamic Courts Union leader tells VOA that he has been told the Reconciliation Committee chairman, Ali Mahdi, is preparing to travel to Eritrea to hold direct talks with Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, the head of the Islamic Courts Moderate Executive Council, and some former members of the Somali parliament who are opposing the interim government. Alicia Ruvioe News, Nairobi.